Hey there, listener. You feel me in your ears? Well, do you want to see me in your eyes? Remember, we are on YouTube. Check us out on Moist Monday Podcast at youtube.com.
So over the weekend, I went to an I Think You Should Leave themed birthday party.
Yes.
And I've already told you this, but I just think it's so funny. So I'll talk about the birthday party and I have a segment for that later on in the episode.
Sure.
But this is so funny. So, and I Think You Should Leave birthday party, we were all dressed up as characters from the show, I Think You Should Leave, which we talk about on the podcast so much.
Pretty often.
It took me a while to figure out what costume I wanted to go as, because there's a lot of wild costumes, but then also a lot of basic costumes. You know?
A lot of just weird people.
Yeah, a lot of like, oh, just business casual. So it's not my favorite sketch, but I thought it'd be fun to go as the motorcycle guy.
Yes.
Where he goes, oh yeah, there's motorcycles.
Which you can put in little bites in this.
Yeah. And so I borrowed your wig. I had long black hair. I put on a bandana. I did eyeliner, black nail polish.
Which bikers aren't known for.
I looked cool.
Yeah.
I'm still wearing the eyeliner if people are watching on YouTube.
Because I don't shower.
I've been busy.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way it looks, like making my eyes pop. I had gloves on, like fingerless leather gloves that I wore for so long that when I took it off, I had fucking like...
They're not good leather gloves.
Yeah, like leather paint on my... Yeah, I know. I was like, yikes. But I'm wearing a leather jacket too. I was leaving my house to go to the party in this full outfit.
Mm-hmm.
The wig is so itchy. It's just so... I'm not used to just having stuff on my face anymore.
Sure.
Because I'm bald.
The beard.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, just like everywhere. Even though I used to have long hair. But I'm leaving my apartment, and I drive a green Jeep.
Yeah, and it's not like a cool Jeep either. It's
just a big, boxy
like
green
it's not
Jeep.
The cool, like, outdoorsy feeling Jeeps.
No, it's just a normal Jeep that
you wouldn't take the doors off and the top doesn't come down.
No.
It's kind of just a rectangle of a car.
It's just a car. It just gets me to places.
It's noticeable, and it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, it just gets me to places. So I'm wearing this fucking outfit, leaving my apartment. And my apartment parking lot has kind of a hill, and then it turns into a street. And I'm leaving, and I'm already feeling weird because I'm like, man, I'm in public wearing this costume.
Sure.
And literally, I'm at the end of my parking lot driveway, and across the street, the first person I see in public is a guy getting onto a real motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. A real man.
A real biker. An old guy. He was wearing a leather jacket.
Hell yeah.
And he had a bandana on.
Hell yeah. Did he have long hair or was he a bald
one? He was bald, but he had a bandana on. And I make eye contact with him.
Through your mascara eyes.
And he gives me the weirdest look. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just like turned away.
Apologies, sir.
I was just like, I'm making fun of you right now.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I'm driving a Jeep.
And like.
And you're actually getting on a real bike. He's probably like, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, it's just you're truly a poser.
Yeah, I was like a real poser. But that was, I was like, of course, the first person I see is a real biker.
He's like, we don't wear mascara.
He's like, I'm a real man. I'm a real boy. But I thought that was really funny. I'll talk about the party and stuff later when we get into the segment. But it was fun. It's kind of fun to do themed parties like that.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what to do for my 30th.
You got a month.
I know. I got two.
Month and a half.
Yeah.
It's almost freaking June, dude.
I know.
And your birthday's in July.
It sure is, bud.
So, month and a half.
Yeah. What day?
July 7th.
Nope. Very close.
9th.
Nope.
8th.
Yep.
I knew it was a single digit upper number.
Is yours the 17th or the 19th?
Close.
Is it the 19th?
19th.
Okay.
You were as close as I was. 2 days off.
That's fair. So I think maybe Taylor's is on a 17th. I have like a lot of friends' birthdays.
Well,
because
then
on
it's
one
Taylor, chunk. Jaden, Chase.
Right. Jaden's is right there too.
I think Jaden's is like the day after or day before mine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's a tough month.
That's where I always wonder.
And
if,
you
like,
share your birthday close to America, so it's tough for me to remember.
Sure, yeah.
Too busy celebrating.
For me, it goes me, then my dad the next day.
Oh, your dad's the 10th?
Nope.
9th.
Yep.
Well, we got to plan that. We'll talk about that on the pod in a few months.
Well, this is the Moist Monday podcast.
Let's get into it.
All right. It's time for a moist crime segment.
Oh, we're doing moist crime? Fuck yeah.
All units respond.
All right.
Moist crime. What has happened?
You can see. You don't know about anything. This is all over the news. This happened May 16th.
Dang, my news that I'm going to talk about later in the episode relating to Foo Fighters happened May 16th.
Interesting.
It's not crime related, but...
Sure, we'll see if it overlaps. May 16th, in a New Orleans jail...
Okay.
10 inmates escaped.
10?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything about this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Holy shit, well, I didn't know people could still escape.
That's kind of the thing I was stuck on too, yeah. So the way they did it, let me get
That's awesome.
All right. So 10 of them planned this. They think that they had some help inside because they somehow required, I guess, like power tools is what they're thinking is how they did this. But they broke into, I think they broke into a certain cell, like all of them got in to one cell, and they remove a toilet from the wall, which this is where they think they had to get some sort of power tools.
Yeah.
And like,
because the bolts and stuff.
Or it's like kind of like had a back panel to the wall because it's a prison. I guess you know what a prison toilet looks like more so.
I haven't been in a cell. I've been in a holding cell.
Was that just a steel, just one in the middle of the room or what?
It was just a big concrete room with a bunch of concrete benches and then the toilet in the corner.
Did anyone poop in it?
A lot of people did.
Really? While you're there?
Yeah.
How was that?
People have no shame. You're in jail. I was like, I'm not doing it.
All right. They unscrewed and pried off the toilet sink combo. So that's what it was.
Okay. Okay.
So
yeah.
It was like, yeah, above it. And behind it exposed just a hole leading to like this like kind of pipe area. But it wasn't like a big pipe. It was like pretty fucking open. And then they navigate through the pipe area.
10 people.
Yes.
10 fully grown men.
They crawl through like a narrow maintenance space, which likely bypassed locked doors and monitored hallways. So this was like an access like area. And then got out through the loading dock. And then there's video of them like all getting into the cell and then them running from it. They took a blanket to scale the fence.
Smart.
And then there's...
10 people did this?
There's video of them just like running out into the freeway. Because also like... Yeah, like 10 people, but like why wouldn't they just get... Like try for everybody? Or like I wonder what like the group... I have a list of the group of how they are a group though.
That's fucking insane.
And then,
also, that sounds like such an old way to escape
right,
a prison.
Yeah, just pull this thing off the wall and then it's just open. Like, that seems like a huge issue, too. And
it just reminds me of like the days when people would like dig a hole and it's just behind a poster. And they take the poster.
Took 8 hours for them to notice.
But they're on camera.
Yes, which is wild.
Yeah, you think they would have cameras set up where there's fucking movement.
And then when they got to the cell, written above the hole, too easy, LOL.
They wrote LOL.
Yeah, no, written out. I think there's some other like little symbols. Like they drew little pictures around it. Yeah, there's pictures you could find and post here. But yeah,
too easy.
They taunted the entire jail.
But like, dude, okay, so that they're criminals, obviously, but that's pretty impressive. They escaped.
Yeah,
but also in 2025, I'm sure they can be found so quick.
You'd think so. Like you think there's just cameras everywhere, and like.
Yeah, and also when you escape...
If you escape jail, you can't do anything.
Well, you're wearing your fucking jumpsuits.
They found the clothes, I think. I guess I don't know what they wear under it.
Steel clothes.
Yeah, they might just be in like a white t-shirt and boxers underneath.
Yeah,
because
they give you underwear when you go to jail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
No.
It's not like a MeUndies?
No. Well, at least I don't know what they give you if you're in long-term jail, but...
All right, and now it's time for you to know these inmates.
Oh, time to meet the bachelors. The inmates. Right.
We'll start with...
Damn,
Derek,
10 of them.
Derek Groves.
Nice. Sounds like a criminal.
Age 27. Charged with, convicted of manslaughter in 2018, Mardi Gras mass shooting. Jesus.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, these guys are bad.
Yeah. That's like kind of the bummer is this is a pretty bad list of people. And this is all.
Because it's like, damn, that's really impressive. But like, maybe go back.
Yeah. And also, I never know. Like some of these sources are Fox. So we'll see.
That's where people get their news sometimes.
I know.
That's where a big group of people get their news.
Yeah, that's true. But for this person, they're concerned that he might seek out witnesses, which that's actually scary.
Oh, fuck.
So
yeah.
Hopefully he gets caught. Then we got Corey Boyd, age 19.
Whoa.
Charges second-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, aggravated battery, illegal carrying of weapons involving a crime, and obstruction of justice.
Jesus Christ.
That's another bad one. At 19.
Killing people.
And now he has to be on the run forever.
Yeah. That's what's so wild is if you
get, what do you do?
If you're either on the run forever or if you get caught, you're in jail forever.
Which, but also if you're convicted of, I guess, second degree, you maybe would be able to get out.
Yeah, I guess that you wouldn't have life.
Probably. Yeah. But like now it's probably now might as well be. Yeah.
I think if you get caught escaping prison, you do get life.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Jermaine Donald, okay, age 42, charges second-degree murder and aggravated battery, possessions of a firearm or weapon by a felon, and obstruction of justice.
So similar crimes, but all different ages.
Yeah, ages 19, ages 42 there. Gary Price, age 21, charges attempted first-degree murder.
Oh my
Simple
God.
Assault, criminal damage, domestic abuse, battery, and assault with a weapon.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is a, it's way less fun with what the crimes are.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be fun. It shouldn't.
It, I wish it could be, though. Yeah. If it was just some fun, weird, silly crimes.
Just a guy that, like, you know, ran through a stoplight and got to jail.
Went to jail for that. Yeah, that'd be the funny
part.
And then
he escaped.
All right. Lenten Van Buren, age 27, charges second-degree murder, battery of correctional facility employee, and possession of contraband. Anton Massey, age 33, charges domestic abuse involving strangulation. Jesus.
Oh my God.
Theft of a car, wanted in St. Tammany Parish for kidnapping and rape. Has a history of escapes dating back to 2007. How often are people escaping from prison?
History of an escape?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, so he's probably the ringleader. He's like, this is too easy, LOL.
Maybe, yeah.
Like he's like, he's like, I know how prisons are built, guys.
All right, then we got Kendall Miles, age not specified somehow. Charges, introducing contraband into a prison and possession of contraband? All right, so this one I'm rooting for. Because he just brought things into prison. How are you?
But how did you get into prison?
Yeah.
And you don't know his age?
No. All right. I mean, my lists aren't great. This is from People. All right. Then we got Robert Moody. Age not specified. Jesus. Charges attempted second-degree battery and obstruction of justice. So, okay.
Okay. Now we're getting a little bit better.
Yeah.
I mean, still not great, but all right. He's not killing people.
Then DeKennan Dennis. Armed robbery with a firearm, illegal carrying of a weapon during a crime of violence. But it doesn't sound like he did anything violent.
Okay. Yeah. Just part of it.
And then we got, I think this is
how
the last
fuck
one,
did
Leo
10,
Tate.
How the fuck did
age
10
31,
people?
Charged secondary murder, convicted felon in possession of a firearm. Damn. So, do you want to know the real bummer? Jude noticed like that three of them kind of had lesser, like one was contraband,
yeah,
one
was yeah, like
just robbery.
Their crimes were.
Those are the three that got caught again.
God, of course they did. Of course they did. Yeah.
The contraband guy found hiding under a car in a hotel parking garage. Then the attempted second-degree battery recaptured on May 16th. Oh, not specified. And then the other one was apprehended near the highway on May 16th.
So he didn't
well,
make
yeah.
it very far.
So
yeah,
of those,
how do the other guys, like, you just got to keep running.
Or, like, you have to have connections. So Kendall Miles, Robert Moody, and DeKennan Dennis are the three that were recaught.
Fuck.
So seven are still at large as of our current recording.
Damn. How the fuck did 10 people get into a cell and then crawled through a hole?
Yeah.
And then it took him hours to notice.
And like went through a like dock door.
Yeah, you feel like someone in the control panel is like, wait a second.
Right.
Why is there a big group of people?
This was at like 1 a.m., but there has to be 24 hours there.
There's gotta
like,
be.
Because it's a prison.
And like
yeah.
one person, you're like, okay, that's just a loading dock person. But like 10 people just filing
running.
And rotting. Yeah, you're just like, oh my God. All right,
I'm gonna look up how often do people escape from prison? What's your guess?
Like, what are we talking? Every year?
Sure. All right.
Fuck. I mean, just 10 happened in one day. I'm going to say less than 100 in a year.
That's what my guess would have been.
Because I don't hear about it that often.
It says around 2,000 annually.
Holy shit.
That's fucking insane.
How many of those get caught, though? Most of them?
I guess I don't know. That'd be a deeper dive to the question.
I feel like nowadays, because there's cameras on stoplights
everywhere.
And banks
yeah.
and just
and like
street lights.
And they're so good at like tracking movement at this point of like, all right, well, he went to this corner, so we'll ask this business. And like, all right, well, there's the feed. He now walked this way. It's wild.
And then you can fucking call up Dominic Toretto and borrow God's eye.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Call up Dominic Toretto.
Oh, okay.
And borrow God's eye.
Yeah, we got there.
It was a Fast and Furious reference.
It's Harvard Harbinger.
I did family.
Yeah, but just the too easy LOL is what really caught my attention.
That is wild.
Which is where I was like, oh, I'm kind of rooting for him until I saw the crimes. I was like, God.
And
damn
I
it.
Was rooting for the three, and then they got caught.
Yeah, no, the three best are the ones back in prison, probably because they played nice.
Yeah, probably because they were like, well, they told us to.
Which.
He threatened he would kill me.
A few thousand a year.
That's
where they go.
That's wild. Yeah, what do you do? Like, if you do escape prison, what?
Yeah, what is your
you
next
have
step?
To? You have to go to like a friend's house.
Yes,
and
but
then
they'll look at your friend's houses. They'll go through all your old connections.
Yeah, you're gonna have to like fucking out, bounce, but like, and then you
can't get a credit card.
You probably have to leave the state immediately.
Yeah. Because
crossing state lines is when you really slow them down.
Right. Yeah. Because then they don't communicate properly. But like,
and you got to get in the back of a car somehow without being noticed, and if, then transfer right, so cars. And
if I got arrested for murder and I escaped, I'm trying to think what my next move is, because I couldn't come here.
Yeah. Well, where do you go? Here.
And like, I couldn't turn to my family either, because they would probably turn me in if it was for murder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I guess
you got to have some shady.
This has to be where, like, if you're in like a gang or something, that's where it comes into play.
And then I feel like you got to change your appearance so quick.
Yes. Immediately. Yeah.
Because then the cameras won't notice you.
I'm throwing the wig back on.
Yeah. Changing your clothes. Fucking. That'd be so tough. I'm
covered in tattoos. That'd be hard. So it's long sleeves forever. It's long sleeves
forever. Yeah. Because that's stuff that's noticeable.
Because you could probably go out to your sister's place out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. To Montana.
Yeah. Right to Montana.
But how do you get out there with no money or anything?
Yeah,
just you have to do small crimes.
I mean, it's not like you can just steal a car either, though. That's got to be so difficult nowadays because all the cars have built-in GPS.
Yeah, but I feel like you would just have to like hop into the back of a semi, like, you know, like
is that still a thing? Like, I guess
jump on trains.
Yeah, all
right, but I feel so, like camera. I feel like cameras are on trains too.
People get on trains all the time. Yeah, though.
Damn, that'd be. and you just have to like, you'd be fucked.
Because, I mean, the good thing is. Not that this is a good thing, but with all of this.
The good thing is.
Well, with all the like ICE raids and the deportation, that's probably where you sneak in. Take one of those jobs. That
okay.
Pays under the table, pays cash.
Yeah.
And like you'd have to try and fill that space. But also, if fucking authorities are showing up to those jobs too, then you're going to get caught.
You got to cross state lines immediately and probably go to the other side of the country.
And then, yeah, like you have to get an under the table where like you can give a fake name and then they won't truly look
you
up.
And then they just give you cash. And then you just live in a shack that you pay cash for.
Yeah, where the fuck do you live? You have to be a roommate to somebody unofficial where you just give them cash.
Yeah. But like, how do you meet these? Everything you do has to be underground, but with new people, new strangers.
All right. Yeah, because
that's insane.
Because you need cash to start. You can get like a phone, not have it hooked up to a cellular.
Yeah, you can do like one of those,
so you can
like
do Wi-Fi shit.
Yeah, you can do one of those like $30 a month phones. Like,
mm-hmm.
Go to
so
Walmart.
You have to do that.
Get a burner phone.
Yeah, but God, that's so many cameras in your way too.
Yeah,
and all yeah. So you need something that you don't have to officially sign up for.
You'd have to like go to like those shitty gas stations and stuff. Like, you cannot go to Walmart. You cannot go to
God. And like,
but also, there's so many cameras. If you're fucking in a different state at a different Walmart.
And I guess I don't know, saying like there's so many cameras, what that truly means. Because it's also not like all cameras are hooked up everywhere and it's not someone watching all of them all the time.
Yeah, true.
Because they're not even checking prison cameras that often, obviously.
Yeah, but it takes 8 hours to notice. How do you notice 10 people disappearing?
Yeah. Like,
that's so insane. Because
that would be, you would assume at least a few open cells. Like,
yeah,
because
I'm assuming
nobody,
two people per, so it's five open cells.
You'd think so. You'd think they at least know each other where they're roommates.
What the fuck?
How'd they get out of those cells?
Yeah, and then they all went into one cell. They're like, hey, guards, can we have a sleepover?
That would be so fun, though. Like
having a prison sleepover?
Oh, maybe. That might be just the worst night, actually.
Yeah, because you'd probably...
Mm-hmm. I get tossed around.
Yeah, you'd... Yeah. Jacob was like, I actually want that. I actually like that.
I'm going to go do a crime. So, yeah, do you think, would you go Montana?
I don't know. I would go fucking far away.
I think that would be your best. At least that's a stopping point.
But, like, authorities would be in contact with them immediately since I talk to my sister so often.
Probably. But also, this would be you in prison for a hot second, too.
Yeah. But, like, that would be, but also, like, without, I think you just go wherever you're like, you don't
where
have
you can
a
get.
Yeah, wherever you can get, like, because you don't know without like a phone or anything. You don't know exactly where you're going. You don't know routes.
That's especially true. Yeah, I'm so useless nowadays.
Especially if you're jumping on trains, you're probably just like, let me ride it for a few hours, take a nap, jump off here.
See if I recognize. Because
if you don't know where you are.
Yeah.
Good luck. They're not going to find you.
That's fair.
If you're just fucking roaming.
But like, I don't understand. Where's food? Where's water? Where's a bathroom? Where do you sleep?
I think
like,
you just steal it.
I guess, but even that's scary because that's what will get you caught fastest.
Yeah, but then, yeah, that's the fucking, what do these guys do?
We don't know yet. Because now that they're gone for a few days, it'd be cool to see like what they do whenever they do get caught.
Yeah, I wonder if, we'll do an update if they do ever get caught.
Be on the lookout for these 7 individuals. Robert, put them up. I think I saw up to $20,000 cash reward for
it. Damn, if
they're all murderers.
If you or someone you know. What's the Robert Stack Unsolved Mysteries?
I don't know who that is.
You've never seen Unsolved Mysteries? Mm-mm. Robert Stack's the host. He has a terrifying voice.
Wouldn't that be the worst show for you?
I hate that show. So scary.
Because at the end of every episode, they were like, and it was never solved. You're like, fuck.
I know. It scares
they're still out there.
When I watched it as a kid, I kept thinking they were in my backyard.
That's fair.
It scared the fuck out of me. But at the end, he's always like, if you or someone you know knows any information, please contact. And it's just like, oh my God, yeah, you're just terrifying
like
me,
this
Robert
is what Stack. It's about is that, and like that's, that show's probably caught a lot of people, so.
And that show, they rebooted it. Ooh. Like they brought it, because there's so many crimes.
Yeah.
That are unsolved. They're mysteries. That's terrifying. That's so scary. But also, still.
Too easy.
Separate the crimes and the people. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like separate just, the art from the artist. Yeah,
separate the art from the artist. That's impressive. And then they mocked them.
That's what I love, is just the too easy
too
LOL.
Too easy LOL.
Also, I love that I wrote LOL. That's really fucking
that
funny.
That is just like a giant middle finger.
Yeah.
Just fuck.
That they didn't find for 8 hours.
You could be, I bet some of them in 8 hours were in a different state.
From, all right, so you're in New Orleans. I mean, New Orleans probably isn't the worst place to go miss, or I mean, like for them to be able to disappear too.
Yeah, because especially if you.
That's at least got like some interest. Like if you're in Des Moines, Iowa, I don't know where you go.
Yeah. But also, you're kind of in the corner. So if you're in Iowa, you can go any direction.
Sure, that's true.
If you're
yeah.
in New Orleans, you're
right,
in a corner. You got to just go back into the
like,
States.
Do you think they like check train cars? But also, like you're a little bit closer to Mexico. I don't know if that's good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you probably could hop, go to the border.
Maybe.
What if they just like fucking go to Europe
and just have a great time? That's what I hope they all do. I hope truly they all go to other countries and just relax
and quit doing crime.
Just don't murder again. Yeah. It didn't work out the first time, but also I guess you did escape from prison, so it did a little bit.
I guess it did work out
a little bit
for some of you.
But
knock it off.
Don't risk it again.
Don't do it again.
You get one.
Don't do it again, or else I'm going to give you a spanking.
Mm-hmm. If he catches any of these 7 people, Robert will spank him.
Yeah. On their bare bottoms, their bare butts and balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a moist crime.
Moist crime. Fascinating.
Yeah, I'll see what happens. We'll now have that tracking going.
We got a lot of stuff in the hopper.
Mm-hmm.
But I mentioned it at the top of the hour. I went to an I Think You Should Leave birthday party.
Yes.
Which was really fun for my friend Holly. And
which you went to her party last year.
Yes. So we're going to do Holly trivia, which is what we did last year on the pod. So I have 17 questions.
Jesus Christ.
That Holly asked at her birthday that are for her.
Yes.
But we're going to ask each other
about
her and see if, but it's,
they,
but it's
but
for
it's
us.
Ours. Yeah. Yes.
So some
I'm
of them,
not answering Holly's trivia because I don't know her.
But some
well.
Of them are just very specific to her.
Okay.
So we're going to try our
we'll
best.
We'll see if they apply to
yeah,
us.
See,
all right.
But we did it last year. But I wanted to talk about the party a little bit before we jump into the trivia. It was fun. Holly went as the I'm only here for the zip line,
uh-huh.
which
I did not get on first sight.
I got it immediately because yeah. she was just wearing fucking a blue swimsuit.
Yeah,
and
I just saw her dressed as blue.
Yeah, and just blue hair. So it was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then my other two friends went as the Blues Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the Blues Brothers.
I wish one of them went as a dog.
Somebody was like, oh, it's the Blues Brothers.
Mm-hmm. I was there when that happened.
And then Becca went, no, we're not. Because like that's like mm-hmm. she goes, I'm not the Blues Brothers. But they didn't get that.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, you that's so funny that they recognized you from the actual movie and not from right. the sketch yeah. that it's ripped from.
I mean, that'd be insane if they're like, that one I think you should leave sketch. Where, yeah. No.
But also we're in a weird like we all look insane together.
Sure. But like even seeing the group of you, I wouldn't be I think you should leave. And I know that show very well.
Yeah. It is wild no one wins like the obvious costumes. Mm-hmm. I was expecting someone to dress as the patterns.
That's
the complicated
fair.
Pattern
yeah.
shirt.
Dan flashes.
Yeah. But Holly, on a piece of plexiglass, did the driving crooner.
Which that was great.
Which is really, we got a lot of driving crooner photos, which is so
fun. I saw that
fun.
From around other people's Facebooks. Like
oh, really?
Several pop up, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone was like, oh, I want to pose with it, mm-hmm. even if people didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
They're like, that's just really funny. And I'm like, yeah, it's the driving crooner. But yeah, we just got drunk and hung out. And but they started the party early, so I missed doing trivia.
Yeah, because we were making pizza.
Yeah, because I was working. So I did a little bit of trivia later, but I didn't answer all the questions.
Sure. Because there's 17.
But from the ones I did answer, I only got one right.
Jesus, you're a bad friend.
Last year, I got 2 right.
Oof, you're a worse friend.
But when we did it together, I got 7.5.
Out of how many last year?
I think like the same amount.
Jesus.
Some of them are hard. But I brought the whiteboards. We're going to have some fun.
Okay.
Let's do some Holly trivia.
Okay, but for us. All right, so am I writing my answers or your answers?
You write, like when I ask the question, you write the answer for me.
Okay.
and I'll write the answer for you.
And then we say.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
First question from Holly Trivia, but I'm going to ask it. I'm going to read it exactly how it's written.
Okay.
But remember, you're answering it for me, and okay. I'm answering it for you. Is that confusing?
Yes.
First one is, what is my favorite compliment?
Oh, easy. Ooh, what's mine?
Yeah, now you got to think of what your answer would be.
Oh, wait. So I have two for you.
Oh, okay. You have two.
I'm going to put both just in case because they're very different.
Interesting.
All right. Then for me. All right. So how do you want to do this now?
Okay. Do you have yours?
Yes.
I put.
Wait, shouldn't I say what my answer is?
Yeah, say what your answer is.
All right. I think my funny would be, or my favorite would be like if I was called funny or like clever.
Oh, that was my initial go, but okay. I didn't go with it. I went genius writer.
I mean, I just don't feel that way recently.
but if someone complimented you and go, you're a genius writer.
When your teacher said some of the sketches I wrote were brilliant,
yeah,
that made me feel real good.
That's what made me think of it.
Yeah, okay. All right, what would you say yours are?
I said funny.
I put funny or pretty eyes.
Oh, pretty eyes.
Like a physical compliment. I think that's your favorite.
I like physical compliments. Okay.
Right, so I got one.
You got one.
I would say yours counts.
Okay, damn. So we got, I'm just going to make,
like, that's
make a little tally in the corner.
Yeah, that's what I just did too. All right.
Next up, Holly Trivia, but for each other.
Okay.
What gym do I go to?
I'll do the last one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The last gym. Oh, okay.
All
right. I'm trying to think about what my answer is and then what your answer is.
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Climb Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah, that's the last gym we went to.
Okay, 2 points. I'm already doing better than Holly. And I've known Holly for fucking since I was in high school.
Yeah.
A long time. Most recent tattoo. I think I know yours.
I think I know yours. All right. Let me know when you're ready for me to answer.
Okay, I got mine.
So mine is the siblings in the rain.
Asheville trip.
Yep.
Siblings. Booyah, yeah, that's another point.
And yours?
27.
Yep, 27.
Oh,
Hell yeah,
dude. It's because we do a podcast, okay?
Yeah. Also, even if we didn't do this podcast, we are together 24/7.
We talk about everything.
Yeah.
Number four. We're not going to get this one.
Okay.
What is Bert's original name? Bert is Holly's cat.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to this question.
Oh.
So, what do you think it is? Let's just guess. I'm going to say... Yeah, I don't know.
I put Thaddeus.
I put Frank.
Because you had a cat named Frank?
It'd be so funny if Bert's original name was Frank, and then she's like, I don't like it. Changes to Bert.
Yeah.
Yep, no point there. No point there. Number five, what regular condiment do I hate?
Okay, so what regular condiment do you hate?
Yeah. Fuck. This is tough.
I have a full answer for me.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I have one that I actively hate.
This is actually, I don't know what to do here.
This is such
a specific.
What would you dislike? What condiment? Because you like most things. No, you do like A1.
Well, yes, I forgot about some condiments.
Do you have an answer for you?
No.
Think of one.
I'll just go, I don't hate it, but it's my least favorite.
Oh. Is it vinaigrette?
No, it's what I put for you. Mustard.
I hate mustard.
Oh, did I get it right?
Yeah.
And I think my answer would be mustard, too.
Damn, I thought you liked mustard.
I am coming around to mustard, but it's my least favorite.
I have no need for mustard. Not even on like a hot dog.
See, I don't... If it's mixed with other condiments, I'll never do just mustard.
Do you don't know any of Holly's answers?
I know the favorite compliment was being funny.
Oh, okay.
I knew that one for sure.
Sure.
Other than that, I think for condiment, I think she was like mayonnaise or something.
Oh, see, and I love mayonnaise.
Yeah, mayonnaise is fucking amazing. Number six, what was my first job? Oh, fuck.
I don't know if I know your first job. I know what it led into, but I'm going to go.
Oh, fuck. I'm trying to think of what your first job was.
You should know that.
Should I? Oh, I think I know. We've talked about first jobs on the pod, too, so listeners are probably like, I know this.
All right, for you, I put grocery bagger Hy-Vee.
Yep.
All right.
And I put Fairway.
No.
Fuck.
Dumbass.
What was it?
Walgreens.
Damn it.
I worked at Walgreens for a full year.
Yeah, you did. And then that's when you did Fairway, Tropical Snow, right?
Yeah. Well, Fairway, I only worked at for a day. Or I never worked it. I was only scheduled once. Fuck, they told me to cut my
damn,
hair.
Damn, so I didn't get that one.
Nope.
Damn it.
All right.
Where did I grow up / city?
Grow up? I would guess.
We should have the same answer for this one.
West Des Moines.
West Des Moines, Iowa,
yeah,
baby.
Okay.
I don't know where Holly grew up. Because I don't think she went to, I don't think she lived in the area.
Because she wasn't Bondurant either. I don't know how she got in the group.
Well, she went to Ankeny and then met our friend Caitlin on Tumblr. That's how I met Holly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
That is weird. All right.
I think Holly might actually be from Arizona.
Oh, because you're from Sioux City?
Yeah, that's where I was born. But I grew up.
Because I was on last year's test.
Oh, yeah. Where was I born? And you were born in Bad Bass Singer?
Nope. Bad Kiss Again.
Bad Kiss Again. I always get like the bad kiss part. Number 8. How many cat tattoos do I have?
Okay.
How many cat tattoos do you have? What the fuck?
All right. So my answer for you is 0.
And my answer for you is 0?
1. Got Sid and Nancy's name on my leg.
Fuck.
Yep.
God damn it. So does that count as 1 or 2?
That's 1. It's in a heart. So oh, it's
Sid
one
and, it's Sid and Nancy.
Yes.
Damn it. I should have known about it. Fuck. I don't know the answer to this one either. Who was my top artist last year?
Who was mine?
I don't remember who my top artist was. We talked about this on the podcast as well.
I think I have yours from 2 years ago.
I can't remember who my top artist was.
You can check.
I got to think about whose yours was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to check who mine is too.
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't remember. My top artist sucks last year.
All right. You said yours sucks. So that means I was wrong. So I guess President of the United States.
That was 2 years ago.
I thought so. Okay.
My top artist last year was Chill Selects.
Oh, lame.
Yeah.
What was your top artist though?
Bad Flower. Number 2.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And then for you, I put Small League Sinking Ships.
Yep. Small League Sink Ships.
Oh.
But yes.
I knew the band. Damn, I got it right.
I think they've been my top like at least half the time.
I'm curious if Foo Fighters are going to be your number 1 this
year. I'm trying to fix that right now.
He's trying to fight it.
Which is nice because I'm actually listening to music again because I took a long break from music.
Number 10. Would I rather be wearing pants or shorts? Ooh, that's tough.
For you, I put pants.
For you, I put pants.
Yes.
Okay, I got pants too.
Okay.
Damn, okay. I'm getting confused by the layers of this. This is like Inception.
Well, yeah, that's why we have to answer one at a time.
It's like Inception trivia.
Yeah.
What if it was like we got a match? Number 11. How many years did I live in Ames? I think I know yours.
Or, wait, let's see what yours would be. All right, for you, I put half.
Yes, 1 semester. And for you, I put 1 year.
Yes, one year. 2 semesters.
Because you actually made it a full year.
Sure did. I left. Well, damn. You almost went back to Ames, too.
I did, because I was planning on moving there.
That was such a lame part. Their lame time in your life. So you're going to live with that one guy who's just so weird.
Yeah, because I was just going to live in a college town without going. And then go to, like, DMAC.
But you were planning on, like, trying to have the college party life. I guess I did that in Iowa City, which I was kind of lame.
You drove up 2 hours every weekend.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even live there.
There is an interesting, like, lame aspect to that part of my life. It was super fun.
You're 21.
But yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just trying to connect with people.
All right.
Next up, how many pull-ups can I do?
Are we going to go test this?
Yeah, we'll go test it.
Okay. Or we'll test it after?
Yeah, we'll test it. Well.
Wait, no, we'll have to go test it
We'll have
now.
To go test it right now.
Okay. All right. For you.
And I'm just going to.
Max out. Like, literally do it as hard as you can.
I think I know my answer. I think I know my answer, but my answer might be different.
Well, yeah, because you have to see what it is.
And we'll see what the real answer is.
All right, so write down what you think.
I'm going to say for you, 12.
For you, I said 8.
Oh, fuck.
8 was, that might be too high. All right,
we're going to go test it, guys. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4.5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Jesus.
And we're back.
That was exhausting. We got video of it. I only did 4.5.
I did 17.
17, so we were both wrong there. That was... I haven't done pulse in so long. I'm like out of breath.
I did them recently, but that still hurt.
Okay, next up on Holly Trivia, but for us. What job did I do before this?
So what was your last job?
Yeah. We should know this.
Yeah. You were a carpenter.
And you were a FedEx.
Yes.
Yay, that's another point. This one, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Go to seltzer brand right now. I don't really drink seltzers.
Me neither. Is this a seltzer?
Simply
Spiked? No.
I think it's just a Simply Spiked.
Yeah. All right. So if I had to order a seltzer,
I'd probably go. Yeah. Well, if you had to order one, what would be your go-to brand?
I guess. For you, I put White Claw.
Oh, for you, I put High Noon.
No, it would be White Claw.
And mine would be High Noon.
Okay, that makes sense. White Claw is the only one I could think of.
I just don't order seltzers. I don't
like bubbles, so.
Last state I traveled to.
Okay.
Fuck, and you travel a lot for work.
I have to think of my answer.
I think I know your answer. I got to think of my answer.
Yeah, because I know my answer.
Oh, yeah, I know where I was last time.
Oh, I think I do too.
I never think of, I was like, when did I last travel? It'd be all so right. Odd if listeners got all these right.
All right, because for me, it is Minnesota.
Minnesota, baby.
All right, what's yours?
Wisconsin.
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 Hell yeah, dude.
Because I was like,
Midwest Gaming Classic.
Where's Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what state is that in? Exactly. I'm glad I got to Minnesota because that was a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I was in Minneapolis for just a day.
Whew. Name one of the countries I've been to. This should be pretty easy.
You've been to Canada, right?
I've been to Canada. Okay. You've been to Germany.
I sure have.
That's another point. Dang, I have more points than last year. Maybe these questions are easier. Or maybe we just know each other better.
Or maybe there's a lot more.
How many books have Jesus I finished God. Reading this year?
All right, this year. So I know my answer. Do you know yours?
Yep.
I don't think you read this year. Zero.
I put, yeah, zero is my answer. I put none for you.
One.
You finished a book.
I did finish a book. I finished Men Who Hate Women.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He didn't do a mentionable boy moist manuscripts on it. So that's why
Jesus
I did.
Christ.
That's why I didn't know. Remember that dumb segment?
Yes, I do. No, because I started another book but did not finish it. I don't think I've finished any other. Oh, actually, it might be two because Atomic Habits was maybe this year that I read it.
Oh, okay.
Or that was end of
or
last
year.
Or
end of last year. Yeah, it kind of blurs together even though it's almost, we're halfway through 2025. Almost.
Jesus.
We got two questions left.
Okay.
Craft I've been doing the most right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what your craft would be.
I don't know if this counts.
I'm just going with what I, how the fuck do you spell?
For you, I put puzzles.
Yeah, that'd be my answer.
Yeah,
is that a craft? I don't know.
I don't know.
For you, I put whittling.
That, not how you spell it, but yeah, that would probably be my most recent craft.
Yeah. Whittling.
Whittling.
Oh, there's a H in there?
W-H-I-T-T.
Oh, it's a T.
I believe so.
I just spelled it W-I-D-D-ling.
Mm-hmm. Whittling.
Whittling. And then the last one of Holly Trivia, but for us. Background on my phone lock screen right now. Jesus Christ.
Fuck, what is yours?
I don't know what yours is either. Yeah.
All right. For you, I put, is it like a black and white cityscape? Isn't like it kind of like a cityscape?
Black and white cityscape.
Fuck yeah.
I took that.
Oh, okay.
It's Des Moines.
Nice.
I took that.
All right. Do you know mine?
I did black and white couple photo.
Nope. Mine is a alien being.
Fuck, I knew it was black and white.
Abducted by a car. And then if you open it.
It's porn.
No.
He's got to hide the dick pics.
No, if you open it. So it's that. If you open it, it's then, come on, the opposite. UFO getting a person.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right.
I knew it was black and white. How many did you get right?
Well, I can't remember if I counted that last one or not. So I rather got 13 or 14.
Dang, I got 12.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Taylor, did I beat you this year? I hope so. I hope you played along at home. I like that. It's fun.
Sure is.
Trivia is fun. Do you like it?
Yeah.
It's also so fun to be like, someone wrote this for themselves.
For their own birthday.
For their own birthday, to be like, how well do my friends know me? And none of us get it right. Any of them, right?
They're just like, oh.
Oh, that sucks. But now, it's time for the final and last segment of the podcast. It's time for Brackets, Busters, and Brews. All right, before we jump into the last round of round two.
I forgot there was an update.
There's a Foo Fighters update slash news.
Which I have not seen.
This happened May 16th.
Okay.
The day you were learning about prisoners.
He have another affair.
I was learning about this. No, this is a big deal, and I'm shocked you haven't heard about this. I mean, I don't know. You don't care, so that's why.
Not really.
But my Facebook is filled, because I'm in a lot of Foo Fighters groups, and people were
Why do you need to be in more than one?
I think I'm just in one, but people are posting a lot. Club 606. So this happened May 16th.
Okay.
The current drummer of Foo Fighters,
okay,
Josh Fries,
sure,
was fired from the band.
Jesus.
He was in the band for 2 years.
Wow.
And this, he posted on his Instagram, just on his story. This is what he posted. I'll read it to you. The Foo Fighters called me Monday night to let me know they decided to go in a different direction with their new drummer. No reason was given, frowny face. Regardless, I enjoyed the past 2 years with them, both on and off the stage, and I support whatever they feel is best for the band. In my 40 years of drumming professionally, I've never been let go from a band.
Interesting.
So while I'm not angry, just a bit shocked and disappointed.
Okay.
But as most of you know, I always worked freelance and bounced between bands, so sure. I'm fine. Stay tuned for my top 10 possible reasons Josh got booted from the Foo Fighters list.
Okay.
And he hasn't posted that list yet, so okay. I think he's trying to be a little humorous.
Sure.
Yeah, so he got fired just over the phone. No reason was given.
Weird.
Foo Fighters have not posted anything about it.
Interesting.
Have not announced anything. Josh has been getting a lot of support on Instagram from it.
Huh.
And one of the people that supported him was William Goldsmith, who was the original drummer for Foo Fighters.
Oh.
He was there. So it was Dave.
Yes.
And then they got William Goldsmith, and he was on the second album.
Okay.
But William Goldsmith has a rocky history with the Foo Fighters because he drummed on the second album, Color and the Shape. But then Dave, without telling him, went and re-recorded all of his drum parts.
Yeah.
Which is really shitty.
That sucks.
But I get it because Dave's really good.
Sure.
But without telling him. So then he quit the band.
I would.
Yeah. So then he's.
You're not even on the album.
Yeah,
That sucks.
So he commented on him, on his Josh's post going, say what? Why? For playing everything not only perfectly, but going above and beyond what most are remotely capable of? I apologize, but respectfully, this makes no sense to me, which is insane. And then after he quit the band, that's when Taylor joined.
Sure.
So this is their third drummer, Josh. A lot of people think that they're getting Shane Hawkins, which is Taylor's son.
I've seen him drum with them.
But he's also a child.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's like a teenager.
Like, he can't tour the world right now. Yeah.
So, Foo Fighters haven't posted anything about it. This happened May 16th. It's been a couple days now. By the time you're hearing this, who knows if they've said anything. They do have one show. They haven't played at all this year.
Okay.
They have one show scheduled for 2025 in October. And they haven't played a show since late 2024. So it's been a long time. And ever since then, you know, we got the Dave controversy. He had a kid with a fucking stripper, porn star. So it's weird that they fired their drummer.
Yeah.
So I'm, but
it has to be drummer. Like, it, I feel like it has to be like, yeah, they have someone they want a part of this.
Yeah, but it's just weird to, cause they rushed into the last album.
They
so
did,
I think
yeah.
Dave was just like, I got to distract myself, and now maybe he's just going through his feels.
Which also, if you're not touring or playing shows, have Dave drum.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're just going to do albums, like, it doesn't matter.
Because also, I'm sure all of them are good drummers, too.
Yeah, they're all great musicians. Yeah. So William, actually, When he quit the band, he went back to playing with his other band, Sunny Day Real Estate.
Okay.
Which is where Nate Mendel used to play bass for. So like they, a lot of...
Who's Nate Mendel?
The bass player of the Foo Fighters.
Oh, okay.
That's where he used to play bass.
I only know Dave and Pat.
Pat Smear. Mm-hmm. And there's Chris Shiflett.
Sure.
Rami's on the keyboards.
Okay.
I think they have a bigger, because now they have like female vocalists in the background and stuff like
sure.
that. But that's a little Foo Fighters news.
Interesting.
They currently don't have a drummer, and Dave has two families. Now let's talk about songs. So for round four of round two,
yep.
to finish off round two, which I'm so excited because round three will go through pretty quick.
Yes.
We're starting to snowball.
Yep.
We're going to get to good songs. But the first matchup we got, Marigold, which is a live version
mm-hmm.
going against Outside from Sonic Highways. What are your notes for Marigold and Outside?
Marigold, it was like good. Like they're a good live band,
yeah.
but this song doesn't, nothing really sticks out.
This is just an old, like, early Foo Fighters song that I really like, you know?
Yeah, like it's good. And then Outside, I think the overall song is fine. I love the way it ends though.
Yeah.
And the first riff is super good.
The bass line is so sick. Like I tried learning it at one point. Marigold is, I love an acoustic song, but it's they don't have a real version of it.
No.
So I just think Outside wins.
Yeah. And that album has an unfair advantage with
Yeah, just because they're, because it was the backstory and that it was just so fun. Next up, number two matchup, we got This Is a Call. So this is the first time we've ever talked about this song.
Okay.
Off of their first album, going against Free Me off of In Your Honor, Jacob's wishy-washy album.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on This Is a Call versus Free Me?
Because this is one where I didn't really like either of the songs.
Okay. I thought this was an easy decision.
Because This Is a Call, like the song was fine. Something that drove me crazy is his voice does not change.
Yeah.
He's doing the same like note, the same like tone. Everything is the exact same all the way through. And then Free Me, I put like, it doesn't really do anything for me. Like the bass line is super cool, but it's just that on repeat.
And yeah. And it just, he just says Free Me,
yep.
Free Me,
yep.
Free Me. I think Free Me is really cool. This Is a Call is also a classic Foo Fighters song.
Okay.
Straightforward punk song. I put This Is a Call. Okay. Yeah. Cause I was like, This Is a Call hands down. Cause I do like Free Me, but like, it's just like, okay, I get it.
Because this is one where I didn't like either of them.
Okay, but This Is a Call. That's a staple. Next up, this was kind of tough for me because
mm-hmm.
these songs are similar vibes.
I like his voice a lot in both these. Like, I put that note in both of
them. So we got Deepest Blues Are Back versus Hey Johnny Park. Both of these songs were from the preliminary round. So they've advanced twice.
Okay.
Going against each other. Deepest Blues versus Hey Johnny Park. What do you think?
Because Deepest Blues, it's got a fun vibe to it. His voice is really pretty.
Yeah, starts off slower and then it's a different vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Hey Johnny Park, I was just like, ah, damn, I really like this one too.
Yeah.
It's a great riff.
Great riff, and then it mellows out, and then like the chorus has like a nice head bop to
mm-hmm.
it. They're both mellower rock songs, but I do enjoy both of them.
Yes.
I could go either way, but I did pick an answer.
I picked Hey Johnny Park.
I picked Hey Johnny Park
nice.
Too. Okay. Deepest Blues Is Back.
It was black. Close.
It's
yeah.
A, yeah, it's a close, and I do like that song. Next up, we got a freaking staple
yeah.
of a song. We got My Hero, which we haven't talked about yet, going against Hell, which has been around since the preliminary round.
Okay.
Hell has been kicking ass, but it's going against My Hero, a classic Foo Fighters song.
Because, like, for My Hero, I put, what a great song to listen to in a car.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what it's built
yep.
for. And, like, the verses, I don't even think are necessarily good.
No, they're
but
whatever.
When the chorus comes in,
yeah.
it's just
there
fantastic.
Goes my
and
hero.
Like the riff is so good. Everything's so like, and I don't know why the song's good. Like, cause like even the chorus itself isn't interesting.
It's
such a good song.
It's a cover band staple.
Yes, absolutely.
We play this in my old cover band. I love that it starts with drums and bass.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool way to start. Is this song overplayed? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is it still a great song? Absolutely. Like that's the tough part. And my note is, I know it doesn't count, but like acoustics versions of this song are really good.
Sure, I could see that.
And also, this song always makes me think of the other guys.
Sure.
When they
yeah,
go aim for the
bushes yeah.
and then they just fucking die. My Hero is great. Hell, though, is less than 2 minutes.
And it's awesome.
It's a fucking sick song. Dave yelling vocals. Hell is so badass, but it's not My Hero.
Because for Hell, I put, damn, this one's great too. And like, it might be better than My Hero, but it's missing the history of it.
Yes.
It's missing me knowing the song so
yeah,
well.
Yeah. And like, man, I feel like Hell could beat a lot of songs.
Yeah. Or if Hell was even more popular back in the day, then
yeah,
it would
true.
Have more of a name for itself now.
But like, yeah, I think
My Hero wins.
It's like,
yeah.
even though Hell, I really, really like. Matchup number five. This one was really tough for me.
Yep.
We got Orlandria from Wasting Light going against Watershed, two songs that were in the first round now going against each other. Wasting Light versus first album. What do you think?
Because for Alandria, I like the vibe of this song.
Yeah, it's a fucking
ripper.
The rapper.
Fucking drums come in. They're hot. Like, dude, they are sound so cool. His voice is great. It's got such a great bop.
He's got the palm muting verses, mm-hmm, which is which you like. And then I wrote down a lyric from this song that I really like. I really like, he goes, shame, shame, go away. Come again another day. Like, I do like that. Dave yells in the bridge. I love a good Dave yell.
Like, Alandria, that's like a sexy ass song.
It's fucking sick. And then Watershed.
Because I put that this is the hardest pairing.
Yeah, this is the hardest pairing, at least at this today's bracket. Mm-hmm. Watershed is fucking badass.
It's so
a
fun.
Punk rock song that rips. I want to see this live. Every time the song comes on, I want to crank my stereo. Like, and also Watershed is just over 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Alandria, I think, is 4.5.
It was longer than it needed to be.
But Alandria is... I love that song, and I love Wasting Light. I picked Watershed.
I picked the song that has a Devil's Tower reference in it, and that's why, and that was Watershed.
Oh, he says Devil's Tower?
He references it, yeah.
Okay, Watershed, it rips you up, dude. Like, this song is so fit. But Arlandry, man, like, that
very
song.
Very good.
Like, Wasting Light's so good. Next up, we got Disenchanted Lullaby, which has been around since the preliminary round.
Okay.
It's taken out a few. It's had an easy road, but taken out a few songs.
It was a good song.
Going against Best of You, which is in their top 20.
It's just the first line. You can't beat it.
I've got another confession to make.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that's just it.
Yeah, Lullaby is 4.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Starts off mellow, straightforward.
Chorus is really fun.
Yeah, but Best of You...
It's
one of their biggest songs. Mm-hmm. Like, I know a lot of people get annoyed by it.
It is annoying, but for me, it's just how it starts.
Yeah, it's the baddest way to start. Also, I love the YouTube video where it's Best of You, and then
it just keeps going.
Best of You. I do really like Best of You. It's really catchy. Mm-hmm. As much as I want to be different and pick something, Disenchanted Lullaby,
but
Best of You is a better song. Absolutely. I gotta pick it. We got two matchups left. This one was tough for me too. Color and the Shape. Going against Erase, Replace. Color in the Shape has been around since the preliminary round as well. But this is a song that you've been fighting against since the beginning.
This is a song that you think I would really enjoy, but I don't think they do it right.
It's just...
To me, it's more noise.
That's my note, especially when I was comparing it against Erase, Replace. Like, I really like Color in the Shape. There's a lot of noise, but then, like, the fucking... When the riff is played, it's a sick riff.
Yeah.
It's a great way to end the album.
Which that makes more sense. Yeah, but as a standalone song,
it's too chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Erase Replace is freaking cool. The chorus is catchy.
That's a classic, like, Foo Fighters style song, I'd say.
My note is, it looks like Color in the Shape has been erased and replaced by Erase Replace.
I agree.
You picked Erase Replace?
I did.
All right. And then the last matchup of round two, because we're starting round three next week,
Jesus.
Is All Stick Around on their first album going against The Sky is a Neighborhood. This is in their top 20, so we haven't talked about this song yet. Off of Concrete and Gold. This was kind of tough.
I didn't take notes for this song, so I don't honestly even remember I'll Stick Around that well.
I'll Stick Around is a classic.
Because I know Sky is a Neighborhood.
I'll Stick Around is a classic. It's got a bop to it. The chorus rips. I also like how they do non-traditional song structure in I'll Stick Around.
Okay.
Because he does a verse, and then it sounds like he's going into the pre-chorus, and then back into verse two.
Okay.
So then the chorus doesn't come into fucking after verse two. So I do like that because they tease it because the chorus is a ripper. And then I really like the lyric, I don't owe you anything.
Oh, it's that song. Yeah, okay. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Yes.
And then Sky's Neighborhood. When this song first came out, I was like, I love this song. This song's so sick. I always forget about it.
Yeah, I didn't realize it wasn't off of an album, I know.
Yeah, it's off Concrete and Gold. I'm pretty sure when I saw them in Des Moines, they opened up the show with Sky's Neighborhood, which is a fun way
That's
to open
cool,
it. Fun
yeah.
way to open it. Has a different vibe than most Foo Fighters songs.
I really don't know what the title means either, because doesn't he start talking about like noise at first?
Yeah,
like,
and then he goes, "The sky is a neighborhood."
Yeah,
I don't like. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, yeah, what does it mean? I like the ahs are very pretty. This is when they get like female vocals and stuff. There's a cool dynamic change in the bridge, but it's only for one line, and then it goes right back into the chorus. So I'm like, I wish there was more to it.
They had more fun with it.
It's a really fun and catchy song. I just wish there was something different or weird about it.
Okay. So what'd you choose?
I chose I'll Stick Around.
Damn, so this is the first time we didn't agree, but I'm fine with I'll Stick Around. Because Sky's the Neighborhood's fine.
I really like Sky's the Neighborhood.
I just knew it, so I chose that one.
But like, I just wish it was...
More interesting.
Like, I really liked it when it first came out because I was like, oh, fucking new Foo Fighters. And then I got tired of it.
Sure.
Like, because it doesn't do anything else. So I'll Stick Around is moving on. Damn. That's the end of round two.
The four-rounded round.
Yes. But next week, We're starting round three, and we'll get through half of round three. Like, it will only take us 2 weeks.
There we go.
Because it's going to be 8 matchups.
Nice.
And then 8 matchups.
Okay.
And then after that, I think it would be 1 week.
Yeah.
And then we're getting to a point where, at the end, Wes will join us.
Okay.
And yell at us for picking the wrong songs.
Probably.
But we're slowly getting through it. We've been listening to a lot of Foo Fighters.
And you've slowly been getting through us.
Every Monday, or at least, or whenever the episode comes out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
My computer's been crashing a lot lately.
Yeah.
Plus, I've been busy. Excuses life, but whatever.
Yeah.
We got to go build a fucking car, though.
Yeah, we got to work on that. So please give us all the stars and all the apps and all the follows and emails.
I like that.
MoistMondayPodcast@gmail.com.
I like that.
There we go.
I like that.
Goodbye.
Too easy, LOL.
Dry bones. Lazy bones. Big bones. Dance around in your bones.